back. I think you're out early this morning. Probably messed around with that old word, W-O-R-K.
Man, it's too early in the morning to talk about that. But yep, on my way to W-R-K.
I'm winding through the Lake Cunningham in the swamps here. Headed back towards home. I just had to go in and see a phlebotomist.
That's always fun. I had to, I had a 7:30 appointment to go see the, oral surgeon. I took out my tooth, and now they're prepping me for the very inexpensive implant.
Yes, I'm sure of that. Well, I've never had that done, but I know it's quite expensive. But, I'll tell you, we had, laser surgery on her eyes, and that wasn't exactly cheap either, and cataract surgery at the same time.
Yeah, cheap, but, heck of a lot better option than the pain I was having with that tooth broken in half.
It is, Mike. That's no fun at all. It's kind of like having a backache or a footache. It just takes your attention away from things. And I think it's probably the best option you could have done. And depending on where it was at, I would do it without any question. I had a root canal done, probably 3-4 years ago. Whoa, I got to slow down. There's a doggy, a walker hound running loose. He ain't going to live long on this road. Hope he gets home. They're no fun either. It takes a long time for them to get all those roots out of your tooth. But it's fairly painless.
Even it would be a root canal. I mean, the pain was so bad, I said it's time. And the dentist does just root canals, fiddling with it. He goes, whoa, it's moving. And he just yanks half the tooth out. He says, I'm stopping right here, referring you.
They got their limits before they head you off to the oral surgeon and open your pocketbook up. I don't remember what that root canal cost, but I think it was about $1,100.
Insurance paid. It's pretty. The doctor, the oral surgeon, I like their office. But I said, how much should I owe y'all? Oh, no, you're fine. Like, not according to the paperwork I'm receiving from the insurance. So we'll see how much I have to settle up for. But I gave him $1,000 so far.
Got that Delta Dental now. I never used to have it, but I thought, oh heck, it don't take long to run up. You know, it's about $500 in a year, I think. And I just pay it at the first of the year and go on. It's just not worth the hassle otherwise. The first time they scheduled me for an appointment, they said it had to be 6 months after I got that insurance. Well, that was January, on the 3rd or 4th. And so they scheduled me for June 3rd or 4th, whenever it was. But that's not the way it works. It's 6 months. Should have been July the 1st, and so I got to pay that $380 bill.
You make any more contacts on HF last night?
Well, I didn't stay on it too long, and I just by chance saw that there was some activity there. But Russia, and I talked to a fellow in Serbia that I talked to before, Sierra 51DX, but they're quite common in the Serbian down in that area. And the Russian, I don't mean to sound complacent or something, I don't know. They're pretty easy, but it's exciting when you've never worked Russia before, of course. Because a lot of times they're from around Moscow. This guy was more towards the Ukraine. Work him and then that Conway Reef and a couple of others in there just for drill. And it was fun to see that the bands are starting to periodically open up. Phil, the before NG, you told me this morning that 10 meters had been open for a time, but I imagine that was early afternoon and I was busy. I need a couple of more countries there. I just never did fool around with 10 meters. And so I got 98. I need 100 there. And that's shameful. At my age, I should have had 10 meters a long time ago. It's fairly easy. But that's about the size of it.
Shoot, man, I've had my tickets since 79, and I've done so little HF, because I just never had HF radios until the 90s, and then I stepped away from the hobby. And, so now I got back into it, the last 5 years or so. So I'm hoping that this will be my first upper solar cycle. So hopefully I can do some things. I just don't. I'm not one of those guys that gets on and likes to talk 10 seconds and say, "Oh, I talked to someone," you know.
Yeah, and if they're contesting, you don't want to try to talk to them because they'll chew you out. They're going fast. All they want is a signal report. And I found that out the hard way, of course, like everybody does. But I, like you, I feel that way, too. I used to stay up way late in the night on Friday nights and Saturday nights when I was a working man back in Kansas, and just to talk to the... I love talking to the South Pacific and all of the different islands out there. And... Australia. I really enjoyed talking to them. And either on Morse code or sideband. I'd call in the middle of the night, you know, like 11 o'clock at night. I'd call CQ on 20 and somebody from Micronesia or Bora Bora or some of the, you know, teeny tiny islands out there would come back to you just out of the blue. And it sounded just like 20 meters was totally dead, but it wasn't. But nobody was calling there at that time of night. And it was enjoyable because you could sit there and visit with the guy, and he could tell you if he was in mining and minerals or whatever type of area they were in. And talked to a guy one night on Morse code, and he had a 101 Holstein cattle and 100 acres. I'll never forget that. And he sent me a nice card and a letter with it. But you don't hear as much of that anymore, Mike.
I'm dang busy nowadays. I was jealous when you were talking to guys in North Ireland and the band sounded like FM. I was raring to go. And I got home and had to do dinner duty and cleanup duty. Clean up the body duty, and then I went downstairs, turned it on. It was going on about 8:30. And, yeah, there were people out there. There's a guy in Rome coming in clear as heck, but another 200 guys trying to talk to him.
You don't like about contests, it's a battle, especially on sideband. It used to be pretty civil on the CW, real civil, and gentlemen down there, especially in the extra-class bands, but... They're all opened up now. We used to have 25 kilohertz down there. There was 11% of us had the extra class license. And it was really professional guys there. And that's where a lot of the DX stayed. They were contesting, of course, they'd move up to all of the bands. But I talked to a guy in Hull, England, I think it was, last night. But that was just a contact. No long conversation. The guy in GI Zero in Northern Ireland was visiting with somebody for quite a while. But his signal was kind of iffy. And there were some other people trying to get in. And so I didn't want to fight for a position because I'm not out there for the numbers. I'm out there for the enjoyment, Mike.
That's me. Sometimes I'll do it just for the bragging right, logging it. I haven't even gone out over or after any of my all states or DX. I don't know. I like building stuff and seeing how good I can get my station, which is pretty embarrassing at the moment.
What you can do on, I just got a couple of wires down here, and I was pretty down in the dumps because I had to cut my tower down back in Kansas when we moved here about 11 years ago, and Dave, W4DJW, come out and shot a super loop up for me. And guys, I made over 1,000 contacts on that year, and now I got two wire antennas, and they work just great. Bill, N4IQ, that's all he's got is wire antennas, and he's one of the most professional amateur radio operators I've ever known in my life, and he's got every country in the world worked, and he just uses wires, and I'm sure if he wanted a tower, he'd have a tower, and he lives kind of out in the country. I can have one, but I'm just not able to climb it and that, and I used to climb my own tower. I had the tower back in Kansas, but I only had 100 watts. I never did. Well, I couldn't afford an amplifier for 19 years. And I did just fine with that tower and a Mosley TA-33. If I could hear them, I could probably work them. And so they have their benefits for sure, the beams do. But you can do a tremendous amount on wires, Mike. Well, I see Bernice at the door. So I better head in there. I had to go get a blood draw, and that was all. And I haven't had any breakfast or anything, so my mob will start sounding goofier. I said, Have a good day, Mike. N6CLX, N0TR.
All right, Tom. N0TR, N6CLX. Good timing, because I just pulled into my parking spot. I'll talk to you later. Have a good breakfast, and maybe catch you this afternoon on the way home. N6CLX, clear.
N0TR, this is W4FHJ. You still around?
Certain people I am. It's N0TR. I just walked in the house. Gene, how you doing? It's N0TR.
Okay, well, you're around for certain people, but that don't include me. I know you, Tom.
Well, just the finer generation of hams. Back, let me see, that would be from... I don't know if that's from the Neanderthal area or the Cro-Magnon. Which one are you, Gene?
I'm not sure which one is earlier and which one is later, but I'm kind of early. Well, make that 1953, I think, something like that. Anyway, heard you and the other fellow, I didn't get his call or anything, or name. Heard you talking a few minutes ago. Apparently you were in DX in a big time way. I never was interested in that type thing, contest and so forth, but I probably could get interested in it if I would do any of it, but I'm just local right to that type thing. So there you go. I'm sitting here at Rick Banks State Farm office. I got to redo my insurance, or pay my insurance, put it that way. Insurance is about to eat me up. And in addition to that, what's eating me up today is a car. I'm having to buy a car for my grandson, Cameron. So that's what I'm up to today.
They're fun to have to buy a car or pay insurance. The grandson just got a Mustang here last week, and he's not eligible to drive yet, but he's real close. And they got him a Mustang, and it was a 2007, and it only had 32,000 something. It was 33,000 time they got to our house. So we feel real lucky. It's a beautiful car. It's really nice, Gene. And I met that fella that you bought your last one from down there at that Dodge place the other day by accident. and he was down at the VA hospital for his dad down here at Greenville. He walked over and shook hands and was very nice. I was really surprised, so I guess let bygones be bygones.
What about Tom?
Oh, I'd rather not say names right here, but the one that jumped all over us for talking over at the Little Rebel.
I've got to think about that one a little while. Well, one of these days you can tell me when we have eyeball QSO or something like that, Tom. I'm in the process of setting up a ham station at the American Legion. I got to get a club call and all that. So they just voted on it last week. I might have mentioned it too. I don't think I did. I don't think I mentioned that to you, but I could have. I told a couple of people. And love for you to come see what we got at the American Legion. You might like to, as a little boy says, giant up.
Yeah, I belonged a long time ago up in Kansas, and then I changed over to the DAV, and I got a thing from the Legion in the mail asking me to join, 2 days ago. And I get one from the VFW all the time. I generally send them $10 or something, because they send you some mailing things or cards or something. But no, I don't care. Gene, I can't participate, and I don't care to join at this point. But I'm a life member of DAV, and I don't go to those meetings either. Especially not now with this COVID stuff around. I'm not going out in any crowds, Gene. My son-in-law's uncle, a giant of a man and a Marine, ex-Marine, he went to one Legion meeting down there on Woodruff, I think it was, and wound up in the ICU from COVID-19.
Yes, that's not good. I hate to hear about that. No. I went through COVID, but I got over it. It wasn't a pleasant thing whatsoever. You probably knew I went through that first of the year in January. But I hadn't had a taste of it since then, I don't think, Tom. Well, I guess I better get out of here. I just wanted to holler at you and say hey to you, and that was about it, Tom.
Yeah, well, your antibodies were out in about 90 days, so you need to go down and get your shot now. And Bernice and I both had our shots. They never did ask you in the Coast Guard if you wanted a shot or not. Get it. It might save your life. And if you don't want to go through that crap again, I don't want it. But he was in bad shape, but he made it. I don't know if they had those blood infusions in or not. They're about 70% effective. They work good if you can get one, but they say they're getting scarce now. People aren't donating enough blood that's had the COVID to get those antibodies, and you got to donate it within so many months of having the COVID. Lady next door had it, teacher had it, her husband had it, oh gosh, my other neighbors had it. We just been kind of staying away from crowds, Gene. That's not a good thing, but hope you get your shot and move on. They never did ask us in the Navy if we wanted a shot. None of them ever killed me, but COVID-19 will. You have a good day, Gene. W4FHJ, 0TR73.
Okay, old Tom. Good talking with you. Appreciate it. And we'll be talking with you down the log, as they sometimes say. So, I'll say 73rds for now, and we'll see you next time. W4FHJ out.